you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself. Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get you next.
Hi, boys and girls and non-binary freaks out there. It's your old pal, Ian Finance, and I am so excited for another episode of Bye Guys. We're live in the hive, and I'm feeling jive. And usually I rhyme, but my brain's a bit foggy, and I'm feeling a bit groggy.
Nice.
And if I jerk off in a sock, it gets a little soggy.
Hell yeah, dude.
And my favorite part of the show is seeing our guest reactions to the theme song every time. Every time someone picks out a different piece they love. And today, Brendan loved the little cat's meows.
Or their Paul Verzi and check out for the rest of the episode.
Holy shit.
He was done?
Dude, he was like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, my God.
Well, we did a little bait and switch. He thought he was in here for a real-ass podcast, and then he got a face full of bye guys. And was like, yeah, bye, guys.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm out.
Yeah.
Zach, how you doing?
I'm feeling great, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm on an upswing.
Yes!
I feel good.
I love that. Good. You deserve to feel good.
Thank you, pal. It's nice. I'm enjoying the show a lot, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, me too. This has become a highlight of my week. Every Thursday, coming in and having fun.
Oh, now I'm sad.
Yeah, that made me so
what?
Sad.
Yeah, I noticed a mood turn. Why did the fucking mood change when I was like, this is a highlight of my week?
I don't know.
Yeah. No, it's
no,
fun.
I should too, man.
If you saw Lewis 3 days a week, do you know what a relief it is to see Ian?
I've been at Gas Digital for like 3 days in a row, dude. I basically live here now. It is a highlight of my week as well, Ian.
Yes, good. I'm glad. And why don't we get into the highlights of today's episode, which is our guest.
Oh, that's very nice. Joining us from Here's the Scenario on Patreon, we got Brendan Sagalo.
Yo, Sag fucking Crack the Dawn, the king in the house, representing 516 Long Island.
What the fuck?
Wait,
sorry.
Jesus Christ, Zach.
I'm so sorry.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Holy shit.
I have no idea what happened. I'm so sorry.
Remember when I said this is the highlight of my week? This is the worst day of my life.
Is this what it's like to be across the table from me?
Yes. Awkward. That was so fucking weird.
Was it weird? Was that weird? I'm the fucking...
Whatever. Representing 516 Long Island in the house, bitch.
Yes. Well, and Alex at the booth is representing the bleep button.
Yes, please bleep that.
Yeah,
I want to get mad TV
on the well, you know, it looks like you have one next to you. So, Lily, good to be.
Thanks for having me.
Yes,
I'm pumped. This is not the highlight of my week, but I'm.
What's
pumped.
The highlight of your
What's
week?
The highlight of your week,
well,
bitch?
It's my birthday this week, so. Getting older is my highlight.
How old are you now?
27.
Oh, wow. You have a year to live.
I know.
So that you don't end up in the 27 club.
Thank you. I have a year to live. So
27 club is for famous people.
I know. Isn't that funny? Okay. Every single...
I thought you were going to say talented.
You could have said anything. You'd be like hot people, and I would have been like, okay.
Every single person when they turn 27 is like, oh, I got to live a year so I won't be in the 27 club. Yeah. You know 27 club, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not...
Oh! Pass the mic.
What is? Yeah.
Wow.
What is it?
What if she said, I'm
Zach, it's coming your way.
What if she said, I'm not an N-word?
What is it about your show that gets
you
it
guys,
out of us?
We what? You.
We make you feel so comfortable you can be your true selves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I remember turning 27 being like, oh, I made it, man. It was like, I just made it. I moved out of a halfway house.
You really did just make
I know,
it
I know. I really could have been a 27 club.
Yeah, they were laminating your club license.
Yeah, I mean, well, happy birthday.
Thank
when
you.
When was it?
420.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun.
Did you go to the park and get your free joint?
No, is that a thing?
Yeah, on 420, this guy was handing out free joints if you showed your vax card.
Yeah.
Oh.
So there was like a huge line in Union Square Park. Dude, it was like...
And you share a birthday with my favorite political leader.
Oh, amazing.
Hitler.
Dave Smith.
Bait and switch, baby.
Guys, it's a lot
of... We call it...
Buys and switch.
We call it master bait and switch. Yeah, dude, it was so weird. Like... Everyone in the park was smoking. Everyone was like smoking it. Dude, somebody had a bong that they were just ripping in the park.
Oh, nice.
It was fucking wild. Well, some guy, everybody was standing around a guy who was rolling a joint up on a dollar and he was homeless and everyone was like so excited. And then he just got up and acted homeless and everyone was like, never mind.
We thought this was a fun bit you
yeah,
were
yeah,
doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, you know, like smashing capitalism. And he was like, oh, there's a computer in my brain.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's like, ferrets running my balls.
Yeah, dude, he was shirtless, shoeless, and everyone's like cheering him on. And then he just got distracted and started begging people for money. It's like, buddy, we see what you're doing with the dollar. Why are we going to give you more dollars?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But wow. Yeah, it was wild.
Well, now that it's legal, we can fucking smoke outside. Everybody, this was a good 420.
Did you smoke?
On 420?
Yeah.
Yeah. I smoke every fucking day, dog.
Oh,
yeah, it's so cool.
You're California sober.
I'm California sober, yes. Yeah. It's it is also it's starting to become like a debilitating kind of thing. You know what I mean?
It is. Weed is absolutely a drug. It's addictive. It fucks people's minds up. And we're just accepting society for people to be, you know, fucked up all the time.
Jewel smoke coming out of your mouth.
Yeah. You know, people that are addicted to things.
It's either that or evaporating cum.
It does look like I'm blowing a ghost when I'm vaping.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but also, let's not say it's like highly addictive or any of that crap.
I feel like it is for
it
some
is.
People.
It's so addictive. Well, I used to wake up and smoke weed every day.
Yeah, that's
it
what
is.
I do.
And people
and
roll your eyes like, it's not addictive. It's like, look, smoke weed all you want, but admit that for some people, it can really
for
be a problem.
Sure, for
and
sure.
Then when people are like, I have a problem with weed, they're like, you fucking pussy. What are you, addicted to wine coolers?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But we also have to change. We have to change the vocabulary that we use with it because some people do need it for medicine. So if like you're posting or something and going, this is highly addictive, you're slowing down the progress that medicine is making.
Yeah, but cats need surgery, so I shouldn't do ketamine. Not that I didn't. Shout out guy BJ Ryans.
BJ Ryans. The fuck?
That was me getting into my apartment Friday night, walking into walls.
Wait, some guy gave you ketamine?
Some guy just handed somebody a bag of ketamine.
Oh my God, did you do it?
Of course not. What am I, an animal? Ian, you know me on the road. I am dedicated to my art.
Zach is...
No, the second I get on stage, yeah.
I mean, Zach
I'm
is like...
I'm very good about being on stage, though.
Yes, yes. Zach is like a parking garage meter. Like, you have to put something into him in order for you to get anywhere. That's how you are on the road. Just like, take, give me, gang, 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 gang. What's ketamine do to you?
It's just I've never done it a lot, so supposedly, like, you trip. I just get, like, wobbly. It's nice. It's a nice wobbly, loose feeling.
Really?
Yeah.
Feels good?
Yeah. But I also read Party Monster way too young, so I'm afraid to really do a lot of it.
Yeah.
Because that whole book... He's, like, in withdrawals from ketamine.
Uh-huh.
So I'm afraid, like, I would definitely... It's not something I would, like, pursue as a regular thing.
Yeah,
I was going to do ketamine therapy.
And what's that?
They're doing these studies. They're doing psilocybin studies, ketamine studies, where you get administered these drugs in a therapeutic environment, and then when you're high, you go into... like things of your past to try to help you get over trauma or anxiety, depression.
Do you need ketamine to do that?
Yeah, well, can't you use like shrooms?
Or just
you
memories?
Can, yeah.
That's what psilocybin is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use, they have, you know, psychedelic studies and ketamine studies. I was going to do it, but then, you know, I'm like sober and I was like, I don't know if I want to do like an illicit drug, but it is being pushed to be legalized because they're finding that it's helping people with depression, anxiety, and PTSD.
I have a friend that's microdosing shrooms every day.
Yes, I will say
thing. People are micro. They're self. They're like, well, microdose, it's fine.
I love doing that. I would buy the little microdose things, and I would
do that. He's the friend I was talking about.
I would do that every day. And I'll say this right now: if you see me at a show, don't give me a bag of ketamine because there's nothing I'll do with it. I mean, I'll probably do it, but I don't want it. But give me shrooms.
Fan bases are a little different.
yeah, but mine will give me hugs.
Yours will give you fucking mixtapes.
Yeah, mixtapes. Like,
you want to be a rapper? Listen to my beats.
Yeah, they really do that. People send me beats and stuff all the time.
People send me ska stuff all the time.
That's so cool, man. Yeah. I love that.
Some guy wants to mail me a guitar for me to sign it and send it back to him.
A guitar?
That sounds like a chore.
Yeah, that's like a lot.
Keep the guitar.
Yeah.
Be like, yeah, send it over.
Sorry, I got lost in the mail, buddy. I'm making all these videos like, hey, new guitar, how about it?
You go like this, sorry, buddy, it got lost in the mail.
Return to sender. I don't care your gender.
A guy the other day sent me a pipe and a Casey Anthony t-shirt. And he was like, can you just do me a favor and wear it on the air? And I was like, yeah. And I wore it and I came home. And my wife was like, why would you wear that? And I'm like, because he sent me a pipe. And I said I would.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we had a big fight about it.
Really?
Yeah, about how it's inexcusable to wear that shirt.
Oh, my God.
Wait, why? You're like way into serial killers.
Yeah, I know.
You'd so think, what was the argument?
I don't know. I think more that it was just specifically a baby killer.
Yes. Oh. Yeah. A very obvious baby killer that got off.
I think that might be it. I think it's that she
it was
got away
so clearly obvious that she was guilty.
And she was so hot. And then
why did she get away with it?
Because she was fucking her lawyer in exchange for free legal advice.
Nuh-uh.
Nice.
She got caught later that she was having sex, I think, with her legal defense.
Did that make him try
do
harder?
A great job.
So then how did that get her off with the jury?
Yeah.
If I found out she was blowing the jury, then that makes sense.
I think they withheld some evidence.
Ah.
And they also accused her father of molesting her. That'll get
chestnut.
Remember she blamed the whole thing? She, like, did Xanax and would go out and party and gave the kid Xanax. And she's like, the maid took her. The maid's name? Zanny.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. The maid's name? Murder. Oh, I mean.
The maid's name? I killed her. Yeah. Fuck.
Oh, her husband? Rotting in my trunk.
The maid's name? Little Bones.
She is hot.
Whoa. Smoke show her up again.
She's hot.
Mm. Yeah, she is hot.
She's got crazy eyes. Those
right
are crazy eyes.
Yeah. There is just
and
nothing
eyebrows,
behind those
crazy
eyes.
Eyebrows.
That's a girl that leaves you 45 voicemails.
Oh,
that's what those eyes say
I
to me.
I love that, though.
I've been there.
I kind of love it because it makes me feel loved. You know what I mean?
No, it's
and
terrible.
And it also
run
gives
away.
You the power. It's,
no. No, it is a hell of which you could never imagine.
You want 47 missed calls from someone?
Lily, call me sometime 47 times. No. Call me some 47 times.
Call me one time.
Please just call me.
Call me by my name.
I thought you were going to say call me some 41 times.
Or else I'll give you a fat lip.
Yeah, I think I'm in too deep with this one.
Makes no difference to me.
I'm still waiting.
Where do you get the motivation?
Does this look infected?
This has been a real half hour of power.
Indian guitar player.
We are old men.
Yes.
I just want to say I didn't get any of those references.
How old were you?
Young.
When did those albums come out? 2002?
I was in fifth grade.
How old were you in 2002?
Like seven.
Wow.
You were in fifth grade?
I was a senior in high school.
No, I was in fifth grade in 2001. Mm-hmm. And that's when that's when All Killer No Filler came out.
Wow.
Yeah,
I was in 2002 Does This Look Infected came out.
Yeah.
And that's when I was in
high school. And then 2003 was Chuck.
I had just gotten a full velour tracksuit and that album for Christmas.
You just got it. That's the first one.
That was my first one. And for my birthday, I got an Adidas tracksuit.
Nice.
I was killing it.
I love that.
Yeah, I had a huge curly afro on tracksuits.
Ian, how old were you in 2002?
17, 18.
What?
Yeah. I turned 18 December 31st, 2002.
Oh my God.
Crazy, right?
That's insane.
I know. Don't you think in comedy, everyone's like your age?
Yeah.
No. I just think we're all the same age. No?
She's like, no, you fucking geezer.
No, you guys are so old. It's wild.
I turned 18 in 2009.
No.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I went to rehab when you turned 18.
I was born in 1991.
What year were you born, Lily?
94.
Disgusting.
Wow. Mm. This fucking baby.
Ugh.
You're trying to fuck me and then you say I'm a babe. It's very confusing.
It's not confusing for me.
It all go according
to
plan.
You crazy motherfucker. You'd probably call yourself 47 times.
Brendan, I love you.
Pick up. Hello, don't fuck children. Hello, don't fuck children.
That's fun.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Yeah, I don't know.
I remember I was on a class field trip to Rockefeller Center for a photography class, and Sum 41 was playing for like some MTV thing. So the entire field trip, everyone just walked away and watched Sum 41.
That's awesome.
And I remember this Indian kid, Jawad. I don't think had never heard Sum 41, and as they walked by, he just went, "I have all of your albums." I had one album.
Oh, that's so cute.
I saw Sum 41 at the Crazy Donkey in Long Island.
What?
Yeah, it was fucking awesome. They put on a good show, dude.
Their live show was awesome. They had like synchronized dancing.
Yeah,
they did fireworks. It was like very 80s metal.
They didn't have
metal.
Fireworks at the Crazy Donkey, but it would burn the place down. But they did have synchronized dancing.
Yeah.
I don't miss that. I do not miss the pop punk Let's All Jump on the break.
I love the jump.
Are you kidding?
The guitar one where their one foot goes in the air and they go like that.
Yes.
Yeah,
you have to jump.
Simple Plan was into that.
You jump off of a fucking amplifier. Dude, yeah. I was at Warped Tour 2003 and I threw a bottle at Simple Plan.
When you were 40?
I was in the mosh pit. You winked at me. Oh my God.
Stop winking at me.
Jesus Christ.
He always winks at me. It makes me feel so gross.
I'm so good with the wink. I'm so good
with
the wink.
I feel like I'm your whore that you're paying.
Yeah, you're going to miss the wink, okay? One of those.
Why would she miss it?
Because I'm leaving.
Where are you going?
On my own journey.
On a jet plane?
Yeah.
He's going to become a clairvoyant.
Yeah, I'm on a midnight train to Georgia.
Because
I couldn't make it in L.A. What a sad song.
What a sad moment.
Yeah.
Thanks for bringing it down.
Sorry, I thought I was in a room full of comics that might, you know, punch it up a little bit.
Nope, just going to let it hang there. Just like we're going to do with you.
What he's going to do to himself.
I love the delay.
And now the cat had a stutter. He was drunk. It was a hiccup.
So you threw a water bottle at Simple Plan?
Yeah, he was like singing and I chucked a water bottle at him and he stopped. I was like, who the fuck threw that? Fuck you, we're a Simple Plan. And then everyone starts throwing fucking bottles at him.
We have one simple plan.
Don't throw bottles at us.
Wait, what was their song?
Come on, guys. I'm just a kid.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just a kid. I don't miss that.
They also had
I can't be perfect. I hated that voice. Everything I say is snotty.
Yeah, him and him and the dude from Newfound Glory are just like, oh, I my love God.
Also Headley, which is a Canadian band. I don't know if you guys...
No.
Are they pop punk? Yeah, we really like punk music.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't be perfect.
Nightmare.
I love the
song. I would not lump them in with Newfound Glory. Newfound Glory was great.
Newfound Glory was good.
The voice is what I'm saying. The whiny voice. But Newfound Glory was better than
I think one of the Newfound Glory guys got caught talking to kids.
Oh, yeah, of course. Anybody who's in a pop punk band, guess what? They're fucking kids.
I think his wife gave over his hard drive. I think he got caught on like Omegle one of those.
Yes, whoa. I heard about that, and it was all set up, and it was like his wife was mad at him.
Oh, so she
and he got ID. Yeah, right. He got no.
Yeah.
It's like pretty on convenient. Omegle, and they like I just don't understand because it's so random.
Well, I didn't know what Omegle was until I heard this story.
I think it was a chat service, like a video service.
Because it's so random that you do talk to kids. This is making it sound like I talk to kids a lot.
Lily, what?
No, but it's you talk to random people and then you change the person.
Yeah, just go next, Alex, next, do you have information?
Yeah, I think it pretty much works like Chat Roulette used to, kind of. Like, it's just like an absolute random...
Come on, kid! We've been doing a maintenance tug for an hour and a half.
Come on, seven.
Daddy needs a new baby. I was on Omegle or Chat Roulette, one of those, and I was talking to this girl, possibly... And we're just like, you know, talking and everything. And she asked me to send a picture of my dick. And I didn't have like an iPhone at the time, I don't think. But I did have like one of those.
She just ran to a dark room.
Well, I had one of those Canon digital.
Develop.
Yeah. Right. I'm naked in a red room. I had a digital camera, a Canon Rebel that I got for like something. And I took a picture of my dick, and it was like an immaculate photo of, because it's like a really professional. It looked like my dick was taking headshots. And I sent it to her, which took forever.
Your balls were like a fist.
Yeah. One ball was behind the other ball on its shoulder.
There's lasers in the background.
And I sent her the photo, which took forever because I had to like take the picture. I wanted a good picture, put it in my computer, have the fucking thing download. And she just went, not big enough. And
by the time you got done, she turned 8.
She said not big enough.
She went not big enough, and then she left forever. Because that's what happens on chat
Let's
roulette.
See the picture.
Yeah, show us.
I've
your
sent
dick.
It to you, Lily. Plenty of
have
times.
You?
No, come on. We're just pals.
Don't
wink
at me.
Around.
Don't wink at me. That's the name of the episode.
Don't wink at me. Don't wink at me.
I remember my first digital camera when I brought it home. My mom goes, "And you better not bring it in the bathroom." Like, that's where I was going to take dick pics.
You're like, the ambiance in there sucks, Mom. The lighting isn't right.
Yeah, the lighting isn't
good. Don't take no pictures of your poops.
What?
So, wait, you sent it, and she goes, not
big
enough?
She went, like, either not big enough or too small. Something that hurt me forever.
Were you hard or soft?
I was hard. I had to get hard because small. No. I mean,
dude, you send
soft,
a,
it would
you
be.
Send a soft dick pic.
Never laughing at.
It's just
him
so
some
funny that he was like hard or soft. I've never met a guy that would send a soft dick pic.
Hey,
ew,
that's so weird.
You're just sending that fucking the nose from the Phantom Menace. Who is that guy? The fucking, you know.
I know who you mean. What's it's just name? A very weird rap.
I know. I tried to, you know, I'm trying to think outside of the box here,
it was supposed What's to just be an Arab guy with wings.
Yeah, he's like, Henny!
Yeah, I know exactly who you mean.
I will not fall for this Jedi. That's a pretty
there
good impression.
Go.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. And
that
I
looks
also,
like your dick.
No, that's too big. Not big enough.
I wish it looked like an Arab Muppet's nose.
And then I just realized I could do this impression. It's pretty crazy.
Well, it's going to be very useful going forward.
25 years later, yeah.
Just wedging it into every conversation.
Remember in
Someone's
Star
like, oh,
Wars.
My grandfather called me. Did he sound like this?
Remember the only prequel before 9/11?
Wait, so you sent soft... I've never sent a soft dick.
No way.
Soft dick.
I'm 3 seconds away from coming in my dick pic.
I don't even send dick pics anymore. Like, because I would get nudes or tit pics sent to me, and then I would send my dick.
So you would send them back?
Well, I would send pictures of my tits going like this, and I would send pictures of my dick, and they were like, wow, they like wouldn't even they didn't even care. So I just go, thank you.
You send a picture of your dick soft, and then they send more, and then you get it hard, and it is like a journey.
So you want them to be like, wow, it's so much bigger than what I originally thought.
Yeah.
That's a confident. That's a nice piece of confidence. That is not what we have.
No. Mine.
Shannon walked in on me last night. Oh, God. Wishful thinking. Last week pissing, and she said I had a good hog.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
She walked in, and you had
fuck
the
you,
whole
Lewis.
Thing out and everything?
Well, I was pissing.
Yeah. There's
I had
holes.
To unravel
there's holes
it.
To this fucking story.
Yeah, they're on Shannon.
There's holes in this
You send
story.
It soft, and then you escalate.
No,
to,
wait, have you ever asked you a girl to suck you off when you're soft?
Yeah, it's hot.
Really? Someone asked me that recently. They're like, suck me off. And I was like,
hey,
you're soft.
Well, I never asked, but I've talked about it, and then it happens.
Don't wake me.
I'll never wake again.
No, but I hated it, because I was like, no. Like, it was
Why?
So uncomfortable.
Why? Because it could, like, move around your mouth more?
Yeah, I just felt like I was eating a big gummy. You know?
That's not hot to feel someone like get aroused for you?
No.
In your mouth?
No, you should already be hard 24/7 when I'm around.
That's very militant.
Yeah, okay.
Very Islamic of you.
You should be hard all the time.
That's all Al Qaeda wanted.
Your erection should be pointing towards Mecca.
5 times a day. No, you don't like that?
I've never sent a soft dick pic.
No way.
I mean, I have to, like, a friend to be silly.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
I don't want my friends to know what my dick looks like.
I got a tattoo
all
on my
thigh. All my friends know what my dick... I met Lily today. She had already seen my dick.
That's true.
That was her opening line when she walked in. I went, hi, nice to meet you. And she went, I've seen you staple your penis.
I sent my buddy, I got a tattoo on my thigh. I was like, do you like my new tattoo? And it was just my body naked.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy.
That's funny.
You'll
like
get
that.
One. I'll do it to you later.
Please don't.
Come on.
Please
I'll send
don't.
It now.
Everybody send Brendan
don't.
Dick.
Beep, 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 beep. Fine. Send it. Whatever. I don't care. I'll put it on fucking Omegle or whatever.
I think this is a good transition to do shirtless girthless.
Wow. What a good idea. Do you guys know shirtless girthless?
No.
Do you know this game we play on our podcast that we just started?
No. It's a fun, family-friendly game where, we like to play games on the show. Like, one of the games we play that everyone likes is Guess the Butthole.
Like, pretend we also like girls is another game.
Guess the Butthole. We show a butthole, and you have to guess if it's a man, woman, or trans. And Shirtless Girthless is we look at someone's chest from like the stomach up, and we guess what kind of piece they have.
Okay.
I'm so down. You have to guess how big it is, if it's cut or uncut, hair or no hair, length, right?
Yeah, just paint a picture verbally.
Okay.
And then we'll look at their dick.
This feels like it's going to be a trap.
What's a trap about this?
It's a picture of Brendan.
It's too small.
Lily, like me.
Lily, please like me.
It's a trap. We're going through the girls on Ian's phone. Do we have a package for Shirtless Girthless yet or no?
Theme song?
You don't have a package. You don't have a theme song.
Play the Guess the Butthole theme song.
Okay, we'll
They'll
play
like
the Guess
that.
The Butthole theme song.
Just because it's a fan favorite.
Guess the butthole, is it man? Is it woman? Is it trans? Do you see how wide it spans? Time to guess the butthole.
My friend sang me that song at a show the other night. She just walked up to me singing it.
Oh, that's amazing.
I wanted to hate it, but it's so good.
Right?
It's so good. Who made that?
Alex and Frank.
Alex and Frank
singing it in his fucking Eeyore voice.
Congratulations.
Guess the Butthole.
Our Arbutimus Booth sang it very nice. Is that a fun song?
But we are not playing Guess the Butthole. We are in fact playing
What would this shirtless girthless theme be?
You know, we were having trouble with it. We literally had a first draft, and
do you have it? Can we hear it?
Do you have it anywhere, Frank? We'll take a look for it.
In the meantime, let's play.
Okay.
They're gonna be shirtless girthless. Look at that big old wang. Gonna be shirtless, girthless. Tell me how you think it hangs. Gonna be shirtless.
This is the
girthless.
You know, the recording.
Oh, is it?
I just disassociated so hard for a second. Ian's thinking I was just in a different
world. Yeah, I was blacking out. I was
Were you in a you know what whole it was? New world? Don't you dare close your eyes. It's a man, a woman's penis.
You did the Jeepers Creepers is what you were doing.
Was
Jeepers,
I?
Jeepers Creepers. Let Where'd you get those peepers?
Where'd you get that penis?
Shirtless, girtless.
That's... Where'd you get that penis?
That's the song. There it is.
Shirtless, girthless. My dick is worthless.
Where'd you get those balls?
All right, let's see some fucking cocks.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes.
Good morning.
Wait, so it flashes really fast? And then
No. We're going to look. That was just ineptitude.
Yeah. No, that was our booth being high 24/7.
And they still, yep.
Fuck, I have the wrong thing. Can you give me 5 minutes for shirtless, girthless?
Of course, let's do it.
All right, let's keep riffing on the theme song. Lily, you're up.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, thank you.
Fuck. Well, wait, let's do plugs.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's a great idea. So what do you guys want people to check out?
Hold on, we have a plug song. Come on. 3, 2, 1, and sags.
I love the... do we have to skank while we're doing it?
Yes.
Pick it up.
Instagram and Twitter, Brendan Sagalow, at Brendan Sagalow. Venmo me, too, at Brendan Sagalow. Brendan Dash
there?
Sagalow. No, I don't know.
We're there right now?
No. I just thought of it. Also, check out my album and my special. It's called Not Now, More Than Ever. You can check it out on Spotify or YouTube. And also, listen to my podcast, Here's the Scenario, with Mike Cannon, Mike Feeney, and myself. And we also have a Patreon if you feel inclined. Thank you. Also, yeah. twitch.tv/sags2riches.
Cool. Do you want to do like a grocery list or anything like that?
Milk,
or,
eggs, you know? Cum.
What are you planning on talking about in therapy?
I'm sorry. My heart's broken. It's taken me so long to get over this.
Lily, you're up.
You could just follow me Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, I guess, at Lils Michelle. And
it's Lils?
Yeah, Lils Michelle.
Wow, I've been reading it wrong this entire time.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was Lily S. Michelle.
Oh, no.
No, it's just Lils.
It's Lils Michelle, but then people think that my name is Michelle.
Yeah, what is your last name?
Kuistani.
What?
Kuistani?
What?
I always just... Yeah, I know. But I don't think I ever knew your real last name.
Yeah. I hid it for a while, but now it's
coming
back.
Beautiful last name.
It's one... Oh, my God. Jesus.
I just keep winking.
I would put a hyphen. I would be Brendan Sagalow Cusciani.
I want to smoke some Cusciani right now.
Yeah. And I have a podcast, Sad Tits, if you want to listen.
Yes. I did it. It was fun.
Yeah,
sad.
It. And it was right around your birthday show last year that we did it.
I think so, yeah. The birthday show was fun last year.
Yes. The birthday show was fun because Lily and I... Maybe we'll play the clip. It was such a fun, silly moment.
Yeah. I mean, I would have to send it to them.
Yeah, you can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'll be worth it now.
This feels like an after-the-show conversation.
Well, basically, we were talking about anal. and he was in a Joe Exotic. What was it?
Yeah, I was doing his Joe Exotic character.
Yeah.
And we were
just talking about anal, about what you're doing for the first time, anal.
Is your show a character-based show?
No. This was my birthday show that was on Instagram Live.
And it was like, when I started doing lives and stuff, I didn't do stand-up. I was just doing, like, characters.
Yeah.
Because I was just like doing a character. We were talking about anal and I was like in character and I was like,
yeah, so tell me about the first time you did anal.
And she was like, I did it by accident and I liked it. And I dropped character. I go, wait, what?
That's great.
Yeah, it was awesome. So Sad Tits, perfect. Awesome. Lils Michelle.
Fantastic, guys. You can check me out on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. I have other shows here on the network. The Real Ass Podcast, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight. I got Brendan on this week watching The Dentist, starring Corbin Berenson, and Catalyst Wrestling, Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I will be at Hilarities in Cleveland next Thursday night. Come check it out.
Oh, fuck. I have another. Can I just say this date real quick?
Of course.
I did this on your show, too. Okay. No, May 1st, next Saturday, please come out to the Brokerage in Long Island. I'm headlining two shows.
Yeah!
I really need people that enjoy my comedy to come out. I can't, especially in Long Island. These people are monsters. So please come out if you like me.
Is Thank that you. The club where the green room is they just bring a curtain over the last seat at the bar?
The green room is the size of that bathroom. In there.
Oh, I did one of the Long Island clubs, and I was sitting at the end of the bar, and they're like, oh, do you want, like, privacy in the green room? I was like, yeah, sure. And by the way, there's just people there, and they just very sadly brought a curtain over the last seat of the bar, and I stayed where I was. So it looked like I went, I don't want to see these people.
Yeah. You snapped your fingers, yeah. Like, no.
Yeah. Don't you know I co-feature with Karen Feehan? Get these plebs away from me.
Yeah, so,
be gone, yeah. Long Island trash.
Get your tickets now, Long Island. It's going to be a good show.
Yes. Hi, everybody. IAnimal69 on Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Follow me on Twitch. It's always a fun time. I'm close to 1,000 followers. I want to get there by the end of the month. It's going to be, well, middle of May. End of the month is a bit. You know what? Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars.
Shoot for the stars.
I thought it was shoot for the moon.
Shoot for both.
The stars.
Shoot for everything and you'll be out of this world.
Shoot a picture shoot yourself. Of yourself.
Shoot yourself in the face.
And one day it'll be hard.
And May 7th and 8th, I'm headlining Funny Stop, Akron, Ohio for the Rubber City Comedy Festival. And then June, I will be at House of Laughs in Wilmington, Delaware, American Comedy Company, San Diego. May 15th, BJ O'Ryan's Norwalk, Connecticut.
BJ come Ryan's.
Out and say hello. It doesn't matter. Just show up. IanFinance.com for dates and everything you need. And Ian's Infinite Playlist, SiriusXM, Fridays, 1 p.m. channel 99.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you, buddy.
Thank you, pal. Look at us. We're all doing it, huh?
Yeah. Easy
We're
peas.
We're all here.
Easy
We're all peas. Living our lives.
Yeah.
You know? It's but, nice to have gratitude in the attitude.
You know, it's funny. The more desperate I get, the more professional I get. You know
That's
what I mean?
It's funny you feel that way.
The fuck?
We live really good lives. It's nice.
Sure.
With all the bad things going on in the world, we're very fortunate.
Well, the bad things are a part of the world. You know what I mean? You have to look at it as a journey through life. You know what I mean? Take the good things with the bad. You take the good, you take the bad, you take it all, and what do you have? The facts of life.
I just love when three white guys are like, wow, we're lucky to be white.
No, you dumb bitch. It has nothing to do with being white, you race-baiting asshole.
Yeah.
It has to do with being fucking in the moment, alive, here, breathing.
Wow,
I have fingers,
alive.
I have hands. I'm depressed all the time. Let me make it about race.
I'm sorry, just because I'm...
I wasn't using my last name because of the white man.
I'm sorry, we're all grateful we got to keep our clips.
Yeah. Yeah. Just because I can walk by a police officer and not be scared doesn't mean I don't have depression. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
What are you grateful for, Lily?
I'm grateful to be 27.
Yes.
Like every year, you know, you got to be grateful. And I'm grateful for my big ass tits.
Hell wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Hell yeah.
Hell
Me
yeah.
too.
Us too.
Us three. Oh, we should play a game where we guess the vagina based off of the woman's torso.
Oh, like if it's floppy out or inside like a baby or whatever.
What?
In like a baby.
Yeah, no, I was kidding.
Yeah, let's play that fun game. Like a baby.
Is this pussy a baby's pussy?
Man, this show's got it all. None of which is good.
This is a game called Are We Going to Jail?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we got shirtless girthless ready?
Yeah, so speaking of which, I don't know, I panicked and I got confused, but I had forgotten that Ian just asked me to use a trans person first, so I thought I had the game all backwards. I thought I fucked something up majorly, but this is the game. We're going to guess shirtless girthless on this person.
Cool,
first.
And before we guess shirtless girthless, can we guess how high you are?
I mean, man, you're really making up for last week with your mom being here.
Yeah, really. Dude, last week you were on your fucking game. Your mom's breathing over your shoulder. Everything's perfect. And now you're like, oh, what is left or what is right, man?
Alex's mom came in and watched her.
Dude, Alex's mom was here and she fucking killed it. We played Guess the Butthole and guess who won?
Her mom?
Alex's mom.
Wow.
She guessed the right butthole every time.
Was she on the show?
She was like 6 for 7.
Dude, we bet money. She won. She took everyone's money and she goes, you know why I'm good at guessing assholes? Because I'm a lawyer.
Nice.
Like, damn, wow. You rule.
Fuck yeah. She put a button on the whole thing. That's awesome.
Yeah, she was way funnier than us. It was embarrassing.
Yeah, she fucking ruled, man.
Ian got too excited thinking about how this is wrong.
I got excited thinking about Miss Scarlato. Okay, all right. So,
all right, well, this chick obviously has a fucking hog on her.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I am out of this round because that's Chanel Santini, and I already know what her piece looks like.
Okay.
So she's actually transitioning back into being a man.
Nice.
So she transitioned to a woman and is back to being a boy.
There should be a no takesy backsies rule.
Well, I don't really like her as a boy.
Commitment.
I like her as a girl.
Wait, did she get the surgery and has to get another surgery?
No, she got top surgery, and I think she got her breasts taken out, but she's kept her piece.
Hmm. Surgery makes me it's so gross to me. Any kind of surgery. Picture.
Any kind?
Yeah.
Do you remember when TLC used to be like surgeries and not just like shows about gypsy weddings?
Yeah. Gypsy weddings.
Oh, no, that's the best show on TLC.
It's good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can we see a trailer of my big gypsy Romney wedding or whatever? It's so, dude, they like marry the girls off at 14. They're all asphalt workers.
It looks like you're jerking off.
So anyway, these gypsies are getting married, right? Remember surgery?
I'm still here sick thinking about Chanel Ali or whatever her name was.
The comic?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh my God. Oh, sad tits.
I was telling somebody about that show and they got mad at me and told me gypsy was a slur.
What? It is. I went to Ireland, right? And we were in Galway for St. Patrick's Day, and it was a fucking blast. And there was all these people out. I made friends with these two locals who were like doing coke and everything. So we were doing coke with them, and we were like, "Do you have weed?" And they were like, "That's really illegal here, mate." And we're like, "What?" But so we're doing coke, and my girlfriend at the time goes, "Is that a gypsy over there?" And they went, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!" They're like, "You can't." They're like, "Don't say that." And we're like, "What gypsy? What's wrong with gypsy?" And they're like, "Jesus Christ, man!"
Oh my
it's like
God.
Basically saying the N-word there. It
really?
Was crazy. Yeah.
Wow. I know. So are they going to change the name of the show, Alex?
No, I think nobody cares. TLC. No. Nobody cares.
Oh yeah.
What's the name of the show?
I mean, the first season trailer that popped up was from like 2013, so I don't know if they're still recording episodes. Mm.
I think they want to be called Romanis.
All right.
The first thing is this gypsy. Nice.
My favorite gypsies are back.
Woo! I'm saying this Gypsy Nation.
And this season on my big fat American gypsy wedding.
That's beautiful.
We dig deeper.
9 out of 10 gypsies are going to hell.
We want the problem.
I don't believe in incest.
What? Is that what gypsies do? They're incest?
That's my baby. That's my baby.
Knocked up.
Fresh out the pen.
And Mary, gypsy style.
I look like a princess, y'all.
May now kiss her if you can reach me.
This time, the wildest
Jesus Christ.
In the country are wilder than ever before.
It is not easy marrying a gypsy.
He's gonna fight you one-on-one.
You got away.
I don't recommend anybody ever having a gypsy wedding. Ever.
But she's saying it through a smile.
This season on my American Gypsy Wedding.
Oh my
I'm ready
God.
To kill.
This is the dress that's gonna rock the world.
Oh my God, this is hard.
It's my job to be controlling.
I cuss your like.
You're a gypsy and I'm a gypsy.
They keep showing that guy throwing the camera.
I'm sick of people.
That is gorgeous.
Nice. Little Will Smith dance.
They're mating
again. Next time you want to talk, somebody talk to a woman like Sal.
Boom, baby.
Yeah, honey.
I know they keep showing that fucking.
Dude, how great is that show?
I'm scared. Every episode,
we'll be like, all right, we got to marry off our daughter. She turned 14. We got her drop out of high school. She stays home, cleans the house. And we got to have a big party, find her a husband. And then they go to, like, a rental hall, like a banquet hall. And they'll be like, we do not rent to gypsies because you steal everything. And they'll be like, that is racist.
Do they steal everything, though?
Yes. Every time.
Every time they steal everything.
Wait, so what qualifies being a gypsy? Because what I remember was Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah. And that woman was the gypsy. Yeah, the lead woman was the gypsy.
Romanian people, but like a specific kind.
Yeah, they're pickpockets, and they steal, and they fuck their families.
That's like the stereotype, but then the show is just that.
And then they dress their gaudiest. One was at a communion. So these girls were like 8 years old, and they're wearing clear heels, like booty popping. And then they'll cut over to like human people, and they'll be like, Jesus Christ! But like, it's definitely not a slur, because TLC would not have a show called My Big Fat N-Word Wedding.
It's not a slur in this country.
But
it's definitely a slur in Ireland. They fucking freaked out.
I got hoodwinked by a group of gypsies in Berlin.
It's called gypped.
Well, yeah. But they like put a gypsy spell on me, and I gave them a bunch of money.
Okay,
what were they doing?
What was the spell?
They were doing that.
I put a spell on
three card Monty.
They just asked for money.
Yeah. I was like, okay.
They showed you a woman with a penis,
and you were like, I'll give you anything you want.
They tricked me. No, they were playing three card Monty, where you guess the little ball of foil under the thing. And I cannot tell you what happened, but I got sucked in like a tractor beam, and there's all this yelling, and everything is, and they're just like, here, go, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, all right. And then I kept thinking I could win. I was like, these guys are toothless country people. I went to college.
Dude,
oh my God. It happened so fast. I lost like $200.
$200?
Yeah, it was fucking terrible. Because I kept thinking I could win it back. Because one guy, they played like good cop, bad cop. They were like, no, that guy's bad. Listen to me. I'll tell you, here, do this. So I did that. And then they were all friends in on it together. And my Berlin Sherpa pulled me out of it. And he was like, that was a lot. Listen, I'm sorry. Let me go buy you a drink. And I was like, I'm sober. Everything sucks.
Oh my God.
But then I talked about it on stage that night. I like told the story, and I was like, these fucking gypsies. And everyone was like, no.
Jesus Christ, what? Nothing's working out for you in this story.
Oh God. It was a lot.
Oh my God.
I know. I learned my lesson.
The first episode I watched, the girl's dad was named Pat Baby. And his sister got murdered during the filming of the episode.
What?
And they buried her in what looked like wood chips.
They're just Lincoln Logs all around her.
And I just remember that they threw a Halloween party to find the 14-year-old daughter a husband, and the dad dressed like Captain Jack Sparrow and got a tattoo for his Halloween costume.
Oh my God.
He got one of Johnny Depp's tattoos for the Halloween costume.
Oh my God.
It was the best.
Zach goes, and then the human people.
Jesus Christ.
I remember when I was a kid, my grandma used to say, gypsies will steal the eyes out of your head while you're not looking. That's Pat Baby.
This guy is making me nothing but sad.
Wait, also,
it's entertaining.
They said there was a girl that's like, I don't do incest. Is like incest a big part of their community?
It's a part of it, yeah.
I think they might have a limited amount of people to marry into.
True. That's
so they keep it
point.
In their families.
What, like cousins and shit?
I thought you were going to say like Hasidic Jews. Yes. Like that. How sometimes there's just ones with big heads that they don't let out of the house. Yeah.
Yeah, they have incest.
They're called menorah galoids.
That's funny. All right, let's play this cock game.
Let's look at this chick's dick.
All right, let's play shirtless, girthless. Shirtless.
All right, I'm going to guess a wide one. I'm guessing real thick, and I'm guessing cut.
Yeah. I'm guessing cut. I'm guessing thick and big.
You know what? I'm going to go one more. I bet it's got a curve to it.
I don't know.
I bet it's pierced.
Pierce.
Whoa. What a, never,
that's a
that's from left
that's
field.
That's a huge guess.
I know.
That's coming out swinging.
Just kind of went for it.
Wow.
So, Lily's a virgin.
I was also thinking that part of this game should be like guessing whether they're hard or soft in the photo, because some of them are like soft photo dicks and some of them are hard photo dicks.
Whoa. So
all right, I'm going to guess soft then.
Hard dick
well.
Photos.
I'm guessing hard.
Soft, thick,
also,
cut big.
How about hair? What are you thinking?
Brown.
No hair.
Oh.
I'm thinking...
you know.
Well, I don't know the specific picture, but I'm thinking maybe a landing strip.
Later on, Ian goes back home and walks into his apartment, kisses this exact picture on the wall.
Hello, my sweet.
To Ian, stop calling me. 47 times. All right, so yeah, I'm going to guess plumped up, not completely hard. Cut, real thick.
I'm going to guess delicious.
No, it's the cock, not the cum inside of it.
I don't like cum.
Oh,
I just like what it comes in.
All right, let's see this chick's dong.
Oh. Wow, and hard and not
as
crazy
big as
big.
I thought it was going to be.
That's like the size of my penis.
Oh, so not that big.
Yeah, well, you know, it is but a humble penis. All right,
Brendan slowly unwinks.
I take it back.
That those crazy long fingernails are not doing her justice, because they make her finger extend so long that now it looks like her finger is like longer than her dick.
That's a great point.
When in fact, I think her dick is actually quite a nice size.
Zoom in.
Yeah.
Honestly, nice it's kind of the ideal size.
Yeah. I don't think it's a bad. I would definitely.
No.
Is it
no,
okay,
that's the ideal size on someone else.
Also, it looks like she has just like one big ball.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times with trans women, they don't have testicles.
So what? What is that
really?
Then?
Mm-hmm.
So what?
Why?
What happens?
How?
Do they like jump back up?
No, they get their testicles removed. I forget the technical name for the surgery, but...
Who guessed circumcised?
I guess circumcised.
Okay. So Zach's going to get a point.
I also guess circumcised. I guess cut.
Lily guessed pierced, and that's
the case. I was very wrong.
Oh, I hope
what happens when we win?
Buck Angel. You get to live with these memories forever.
Seems like...
You get to know you're a cockmaster.
Yeah. You get to see Ian's soft penis.
Oh, great.
Yes, that's what you win.
All right, so now it's Justin Silver.
Oh, my God. Silver? Dude, that looks so much like Justin.
I speak dog.
It's a red rocket.
All right, I'm going to guess...
I wish I spoke comedy.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm kidding. Come on. What happened to you? What happened?
That's our friend, you son of a bitch.
I bet it swoops like whew.
I think
like
it's
the
a
Nike
vagina.
Logo?
Yeah. I bet it has like a slight up curve to it.
All right. I think this guy being this in shape would not take a soft dick pic.
It's yeah. definitely
if he worked
hard,
this hard no for the top half, he is not going to at least fluff up. So that's hard.
No hair.
No hair.
Lily, you double down in on pierced?
No. Maybe. I thought it was going to be a vagina.
That's not the game at all.
Is that not the game?
Oh, it could be out of left field if it was like a Buck Angel.
Well, now that
no,
I
but
know
if
I'm
that
wrong.
If that had used to be a woman, I've never seen a trans man with a body like that before.
So what are you saying?
Okay, so I'm going to say hard, nice. Not circumcised, and small.
Wow.
Because you don't need abs if you have a big dick.
Wow.
I'm going to guess...
I almost winked at you. And then I remembered you've seen my dick.
I'm going to guess soft, not cut, and shaven.
All right,
and
sure
kind of big.
Hard cut, medium.
Yeah, medium big.
Let's see it. Whoa.
Oh.
Wow.
All right, so soft, but a little blood flow.
That looks like Gonzo's nose.
Whoa.
Yeah. Andy.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's not soft, though.
It's
that's got Andy. Blood in it.
That's a half chub.
Yeah.
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 And then get cut. I think cut.
It is cut. Yeah.
Shaven, yeah.
Shaved.
Wow.
And I would say pretty...
Oh, pretty big, actually.
Pretty decent when that thing's at full mast.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Lily, your thoughts?
You know, it's a good size. The balls are really big. But no hair, and that's nice.
Nice rump on him, too.
You don't like guys with hair?
I don't mind it, but it's nice. It
can be a lot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like hair.
Really?
Ugh.
I don't mind a little bit of stubble because I feel like we're human, but like if it's like a full bush.
Yeah.
Yeah. Full if it's bush like wild, sucks. It's like take care of your business, buddy.
Full bush blows.
Uh huh.
Sometimes it's like, I look at you, Throwback Thursday. I like it.
Keep it in the past.
I like a little 70s. I can. Sometimes a bush will do it.
No, because if I'm like going down on you and it like tickles my nose, you know?
You start giggling.
Yeah. I did this thing recently. I did this thing recently. I went down on this girl and I was trying to joke, but she just didn't laugh. And I came back up and I went.
Oh, no.
That's a bad move.
Oh, no. Yeah, you just pull a bunch of ribbons out of your mouth.
Yeah, I was pretending to pull hair out of my mouth. And she was like.
You pull a rabbit out of her pussy.
Yeah.
Dude, that is one level above going, hello.
Hello.
You're late.
Was it your first time with her?
Yeah.
No.
Have you spoken to her
some random sense? Person. No.
Oh.
It was some chick from Instagram.
Ooh.
Can we see her? I'll show you later.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Alex, pull him up. Wow.
Right, let's see the next cock. Hey, Harrington.
I bet he's got a small one.
Yeah, this seems like he's making up for... That's a lot of picture to show off your dick. That's way too...
The weights are so much.
Guys, wait, I hate to be like kind of autistic about this, but I think from everybody, I need a small or large and a hard or soft so that I could properly give points out
of
to
course.
Determine
okay.
who wins.
Okay. Okay. You're
right.
Okay.
All right, so smaller,
this
large,
message has been
soft.
Brought to you by autism.
I think it's small and soft.
I'm going to take a wild swing here. I'm
Shit,
saying.
Cut or uncut, too?
Oh, uncut.
Cut, small, hard. Like a dart.
I'm going to say uncut, big, soft.
Cut, small, hard. I agree with Ian.
Let's see.
What was Lily's?
Whoa!
Wow, what can't he do?
Mine was soft, uncut, and...
You're just looking at it.
No. What did
what
I say?
Is.
I don't know. He looks like he got stuck uncut. Putting on a turtleneck.
Oh, yeah.
No, you said small.
So for the people
I said
that...
Small, I said
people
small.
Watching on YouTube or just listening, Ian and I are the definition of wrong.
Yes. Complete opposite.
Nice vein, real solid piece, uncut, and not completely hard, but... Pretty much there.
Ooh.
It's exactly what I said.
Do you think he's European? He's got to be.
He's not Danish. Peeing right now.
He's Czech. I'll wink at you.
Well, I'll tell you what. The Czech will be in this mail. Right. We're gay.
Brandon gets the point on that one.
Woo! All right, we got one more. Let's see.
I love winning.
Can't wait for you to win this game.
Thanks.
Resident Cockmaster. Ooh.
Oh, no, we know he's got
for,
a bush.
There's one for me.
He's got a bush.
There's one for the kid.
You like that, Zach?
Yeah, that's
that's like ideal. Right up your alley?
Yeah, that'll do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You nice. Like the tattoos?
Yeah, I do. That is a gorgeous man.
Is the tattoos what does it for you, or is it like without it, you would still be into this guy?
He's got like the kind of punk rock look. That'll
cool.
do it.
Cool. What about you?
I don't like the hair. Maybe if he was shaved and Dominican. If he had a good tan.
No, I like him pale like that. That's nice.
I could not imagine Verzi having a good time playing this.
Yeah.
Oh, we didn't play these games. We just had a regular show and he still hated it.
Yeah. We played a game called Paul Looks at the Table for an Hour.
you show him a nude of Bill Burr.
I guess soft, short.
Soft, short.
Soft, short.
I'm going cut.
Cut.
Definitely cut. I'm going soft.
Home and jerking off to this?
Yes, definitely. I'm going soft, cut, decent. Decent piece.
Lily?
I'm going big.
Yes.
Uncut.
Yeah.
Full bush.
Whoa.
And what was the last thing I had to do?
Hard or soft?
Oh, hard.
Wow.
I'm going big, cut, soft, bush.
He's too nonchalant for it to be hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like, hey, this is my dick.
No, but if it was hard, I feel like we'd kind of see it, wouldn't we?
That's what I thought with the last one, too.
But maybe see this. Oh,
I knew
that
it.
That is a medium, soft, cut boy.
Where are you getting these photos?
My Alex? Phone. My dreams.
Zach's.
Yeah.
We're not getting them in improv classes.
I was going to say wish board. What's it called? Your manifestation.
My dream board?
Dream board, yeah. Board yeah.
That's I have a dream so catcher funny. Above my bed.
Zach's. And then you just didn't even try to finish Zach's.
Vision board.
Oh, God.
Vision board. Oh, no. Come on, buddy.
Dream center.
All right. So three of you got 2 out of 3 categories, right? So I'm going to give all three the point. It was all three of the guys.
Hell yeah.
Dudes rule.
Do you want to do one more?
Yeah, let's do it. Where are we at score-wise?
What did we win? Oh, we should have bet money on this.
No.
So score-wise.
We bet money last week.
Okay.
I almost won.
Time is a flat circle.
Thanks, Matthew.
So are we.
That's one of the categories. I think he's a flat circle. Soft.
No, you said fat circle.
Brendan's in the lead with 3. Zach's got 2. Good Ian's job. Got 1.
Thank you.
Lily's not on the board yet.
Yes.
Wow, the one person who should know has nothing, and then Brendan is secretly gay.
It ain't no secret, boys.
Yeah.
At this point, I'll fuck anything. Nice. Oh.
Yes, Domino Presley. I know all the transport stars.
Is it Domino?
Yeah. You had me written at Domino's.
That's Domino Presley. I'm out.
You
I already know
my interest. Now you have my attention.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to say.
I bet she's got a little Caesar.
I would love to see her Papa John's.
Yeah, it's a real meets a trio.
I would love her to stuff my crust.
Lily, feel free anytime.
Yeah, this one's not about Sum 41, so you can jump in anytime.
Yeah. I'm uncomfortable.
It is crazy you know nothing about the band your brother played guitar in.
I'm going to guess with Domino over here, I'm going to say uncut, fucking huge, hard as a motherfucker. Or a vagina. Also unshaved.
Well, you're very wrong.
Oh, okay. Then hard, uncut, shaved, big.
Yeah. Soft cut, big.
Soft cut, big.
Mine's big, uncut, and hard.
Can I call you?
47 times? Can I call you 47 times?
All right, let's see. I love that hip action.
Yeah?
Wow.
All right, so not...
I couldn't have been more wrong.
Well, wait till you see her when it's activated.
All right. So, soft, small cut.
Yeah.
Soft, small cut. I would say that's the work of hormones, because I bet that thing had some power behind it.
Did that just play or something? A role.
How do hormones work? It just grows a penis or something?
No,
but it'll
suppress it.
Yeah, it'll give it a little shrinker.
Oh, mm-hmm. Shit.
A little shrinkly do.
I must be taking hormones. So.
Well, you know you're not hearing them.
Damn, that was good.
God damn.
That was a good one. Is that the only sound effect you have?
Yes.
It's just a cat?
He's a real ass dude. We need more sounds on the sound.
I'm gay.
That's from when we play Twitch.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/sex2riches.
Yes. We need to play again. We haven't played in a while.
So who won, Alex?
Well, Zach and Brendan are tied in first place right now.
Wow. Fuck, dude.
Tiebreaker?
We need a tiebreaker.
I like how I lost.
I lost by a mile.
Should we do a tiebreaker butthole?
Oh. I know, but we've got this gentleman right here.
I say butthole. The
kid from Shameless. I would do a tiebreaker butthole, but we got this guy.
Yeah, this guy looks like Brendan if he was fit.
Okay. dare you?
On the one hand, she insulted you. On the other hand, she's touching you. Yeah. So.
You got potential.
Welcome to my exact love life.
I'm going to go.
Where are you going?
Home to masturbate.
Soft, uncut, small.
Cut, soft.
Shaven or unshaven?
Shaved.
Unshaved.
I'm going to guess shaved because if the dude's in porn and he's a redhead, he's obviously wants to show that off.
Ah.
So I'm going unshaved.
See, I think there's a little happy trail going on.
I know exactly what this guy is. It's unshaved, small, cut. Unshaved, small, uncut.
Hard or soft?
I love the confidence.
Soft. Soft. Yeah, I know this guy. This looks like me if I was fit. Fucking...
Yeah.
Wow! I did say uncut.
I did say cut though.
Uncut. His point to 11 o'clock.
Wow, good for that guy. I thought for sure it was gonna
is
be small.
Is he smashing
he's
his balls on the couch?
This guy loves this couch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So for the people listening,
shout out Sean Cody.
I mean, hard as a rock. Not huge.
He's so nonchalant for how hard it is.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, this is my big
It looks
cock.
Like he's getting a boner against his will.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't really want it.
He looks like he wants to put his boner against a will.
Any!
Jedi!
Dude, here you go, against his will.
So, I mean, you guys both got two things right and two things wrong about it. Or no, you guys got both...
Me and Zach are just going to be tied.
I know. This guy looks like he's talking to his penis.
This guy's washing the
AIDS
off.
Water too cold? Yeah. I say go final round butthole, Alec.
Let's do final round butthole. I'm not asking.
That's going to be more divisive.
Yeah.
Do we have a butthole?
Well, we could find a quick butthole.
Yeah, there we go.
You just look up buttholes.
So what's it like to be a co-cock master, Brendan?
Feels good.
You guys are killing it. This is the best someone's ever done at this game.
Well, I'm pretty
You're the king.
I watch a lot of porn.
Yeah.
I don't watch any porn.
Really?
Yeah, right.
None.
I don't watch it.
What?
I've tried to.
I've never done this before.
Please.
I just don't like. Please. Like, I just. It's not hot.
Then what
to
do
me.
You use? What do you do?
My memory.
Your memory?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Or music.
Music?
Music? It's just going off to the Lumineers.
What? Of all the guys we looked at, who would you most want to fuck?
In this room.
I would say the last guy, except I didn't actually like his dick because it felt...
It was like too pointy.
It was like a triangle.
Too sharp.
It was way... Yeah. So that would hurt.
That was what I was picturing when I said dart.
Yeah.
The other guy was too darty.
Maybe the one that looked like Justin Silver.
Yeah.
But not ever Justin Silver.
Come on.
Just want to clarify
these
that.
These are just unrealistic expectations that we have to live up to by looking at these guys.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Okay, Brendan is spiraling.
Porn does fuck you up with, like, you think that you have a small penis no matter what, because all these guys have hammers, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then sometimes you just do, and that's okay.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
They should have regular guy porn.
They do.
Yeah.
Do they?
You could just look up small dick porn.
Really?
Yeah, I think they have everything.
Just like, you could just look up, like, normal people porn.
But do they have porn where, like, it doesn't last long? Like, it's like 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I need.
And then they just high five and go, good job, team.
I need a porn that doesn't last long and then tells you how to last long at the end of it.
The guy comes fast and then they both turn over and look at their phones.
Yeah. Try to make small talk.
So, do you want to get a pizza?
Yeah.
I do search premature ejaculation on Pornhub sometimes.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Why?
What?
Do you do that?
No.
Or you just like it?
I like watching, like, either guys get humiliated about it. Or I really like when it's like a pro shoot and the guy comes
too fast. You're a little weird kitty, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. I'm an odd duck.
And then what, they laugh at him?
Or no, the guy comes too fast on a porn shoot and the girl get mad but then have to go back into character for the cum shot and then be mad again. Because I like knowing it's a production.
Oh, that's cool.
And I like seeing the acting
turn on
and off.
You like the production value?
Yeah, I like seeing the acting turn on and off.
What kind of camera are they using? A Blackadder?
where the girl will be like, are you going to fucking come? Serious? Like, you can see, like, she's just in her mind. Like, my whole day is fucked up now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you see the job aspect of it is
and
coming
then,
into
now I like this.
And then they'll be, and what then the guy's up? Like, I'm going to come. And then she'll pretend to love the cum shot.
What's your exact search?
Yeah, what's the exact search on
premature ejaculation.
Okay.
Really?
Maybe we could look at it right now.
No, I can't. I'm too horny as it is.
Wait, I have a question. Is it a compliment to a girl if a guy comes early, or is it just the guy?
Let's say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. She's so hot and her pussy's so great.
It's a huge compliment. Also, my hand is really hot, too.
And it's really hot when I'm on the subway. Or when I'm on a bumpy bus. It is, dude, the first time you're with someone, the first couple times, it's hard not to come early because it's so exciting and like you can be super attracted to the girl.
No? What?
Did you say no?
Yeah, I come early every fucking time.
Really?
No.
Even with
I don't know, find out.
When you were
look how comfortable he is.
Stop leaning back.
Alex, can you tell Sagalo he needs to move out of frame? All right, you're not in the camera.
I love that you're slowly sinking out of the show.
Wait, you don't what happens when a guy comes early? You don't like
I don't come. That's it.
Yeah. Mm. What if he like eats your box?
Yeah, but what if he makes you come
but
first?
But not saying it like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna eat your box.
You're gonna eat your box. I'll eat the whole pizza and the box.
What if you like? Okay, what if he like is eating you out and fingering you and all that stuff, and you come, and then he can.
That's fine.
All right, that's what I do.
Always do that. I always make them come first, so then I have carte blanche to come whenever I want.
Yeah.
Until we're like comfortable, and then like
well, whatever. The more comfortable I get with someone, like the
longer you last.
The longer I last.
Yeah. But
or
you got to do that
favor. The
more
bored you are with someone.
Yeah, exactly.
You got to do that favor of making them come first.
Yes.
And then, so if your performance isn't like the best, it's like, well,
also, if you come fast, you better do it again. Like, that's the thing that I hate is when it's just one time and you're like, but you came so fast.
Right. And then you fool around and activate again, then you go for round two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or sometimes you just spend a half an hour apologizing.
Yeah, that's happened before where I've come early and been like, look, I just, you just giggle and you're like, what do you want from me? I made an oopsies.
You start doing your stand up, you're like, I'll make you laugh.
Yeah. So you ride the Q train?
it makes me want to kill myself.
Especially what, that bit really we just did?
No. The memories that are coming up.
That half-hearted riff.
Hey, so do you come here never?
Damn.
Oh,
okay.
Whoa.
That was like the
Wait,
surface
what
are
of we Mars.
Fuck her up, buddy. If it's a man, woman, or trans.
Man, woman, trans. Man, that's got some cracks on it.
This is a true, real guessing game.
I'm saying that's a dude.
All right. For
maybe
the sake
next
of
time we can
a...
zoom out more, so it's not just like a winking eye.
So, yeah, for the sake really of having a winner, I will say woman.
Okay.
And you say what, Brennan?
I'm saying dude.
I say trans.
I say trans.
The suspense is killing me. Did you have to edit that butthole out?
Yeah!
Wow, trans.
Woo!
So really, there is no winner, but I do want to stop
like,
playing this game.
Play all night. It's like tennis. Like,
it's so much.
Yeah, I would like to stop.
It's like tennis. Ian has love. You know what? I am fine being co-champion with
you. I'm okay with
my
that.
My ego doesn't need
this. I'm all right.
Just please, no more pictures.
Yes, I'm starting
Are you
to
really
feel...
uncomfortable?
No, yeah.
Wait, what? By the pictures or Brendan?
Both.
Well,
the winking was the word.
You're going to regret that when I'm a super hot, famous guy. And you're like, Brendan. And I'm like, and we're on the red carpet. And you're like, remember me? And I go, yeah, come on. Because I'm a nice guy.
Wow, that's your fucking brain.
That's your fucking brain.
She's on the red carpet and it flies away.
The name of this episode is Fantasy Island.
All right, do you want to do a story before we get out of here?
Yeah, let's do a story and then we'll wrap it up.
All right, I want to read this right off the sheet that Alex made us. A Spanish man may face 15 years for killing and eating his own moth.
Moth?
Oh, yeah, she cut out mother.
Mother.
Oh.
So it looks like you killed like, man, the laws are getting crazy right now.
I know. You can't raise and eat your own moth no more.
Yeah.
Biden's America.
Wait, so this guy did what? He ate his mom?
Killing and eating his own mother.
And he, okay.
So let's see it.
So they have a photo of the guy. Hold on. It's loading.
Wow.
Wow.
Pretty shirtless, girthless
he
with
really
him.
He did not look like the type to me. But yeah, he's only
He doesn't
getting...
look like the mother eating type.
Who does? Everyone like just, at this table?
He just doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who would like eat his mom like that. But also he's only getting...
Okay, who would? Can you pick out a mom eater like in a lineup?
He looks more like he'd cook his uncle at Benihana's.
He's a mom eater.
Cook his uncle at Benihana's. What the fuck?
So is there more details?
Yeah, so apparently they had an argument. He had an argument with his 69-year-old mother. And yeah. During
how old?
What was the argument about how tasty she would be?
During the altercation, he strangled her and pulled her into her bedroom where he cut her up with a saw and two kitchen knives. And this is a quote, in order to get rid of the body.
Oh, God. What a dummy.
That's not how you get rid of a body.
Yeah, no, come on. Hughes lie.
The craziest thing is that he's only going away for 15 years for that, which seems like definitely not enough.
He should be
how
murdered.
Old is he?
He should be killed. That's a killing offense.
How? Yeah, how old is this guy?
I don't see his age.
And how
in
did
the
he?
Article.
How
Hold
did
on,
he,
I'll look it up.
Huh.
15 years just for that.
Damn.
I mean,
you should be getting more, dude.
That sounds like if you swallow cum to get rid of the evidence, like you could have spit it out.
That's, yeah.
There's no, you didn't need to eat her to get rid of the body.
Yeah,
you're
wait
not
a minute.
Eat her bones.
Was he gonna eat her whole entire like head and torso? Like, what are you doing, buddy?
He wanted to eat somebody.
Yeah.
That's
he
just
was
that's
a hungry
an,
boy.
That's a convenient excuse.
He put her in the freezer for leftovers.
Yeah. He was looking up Dahmer's cookbook.
Oh, God, that is so gnarly, man.
I think I might make a nice stew.
The world is so fucked up, dude.
I mean,
people are so
okay.
Sick.
What if you had to eat somebody, what race would you pick? What race of people do you think tastes the best?
I think it's all skin. It all tastes a bit. It all tastes the same.
No, I bet different cultures have different tastes.
That's
no.
Like something we'll never
depending
know,
on what they eat.
Yeah.
Kobe beef tastes different because they feed it different shit.
I bet Asians
more,
taste amazing.
I think it's more about like lifestyle and body choice because Kobe beef, they're like massaging it, letting it eat, like drink beer. And
yeah,
like, oh, that's
I don't
like,
think it has
wagyu
to do with culture. I think it's how you take care of your body. So like a fat person would be like, well, if someone's like super lean, it would be like super chewy, right?
Yeah, it'd be very gamey.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if I could like pick one person to eat, I think I'd kill myself. I think that would be the option.
If I had to pick one person, it would be my mom.
Yeah, to get rid of evidence.
Home cooking.
Yeah, my mom's
cooking. So this guy was in his mid-20s. There's a couple conflicting reports. I read 28 and Frank got 26.
Did he start with like the feet or do you start at hands? Like where do you go?
No, I bet you go thigh. That's probably a good cut.
Did he cook it or was it just like sushi?
So this New York Post article says that when officers showed up at his door, he allegedly
had
told them.
Yeah.
A fork and a knife. It was like,
instead of licking his fingers, he was licking her fingers. Oops.
He allegedly told them, yes, my mother's in here. Me and the dog.
What did he do his belly? That's the show.
Let's call it right there. Thank you guys to our guests,
Brendan
Zagalo
and Lily Michelle.
Thank you guys so much. You are fan-fucking-tastic. Please support these guys any way you can. Follow them online. Go to their shows. Come see me and Ian out on the road. We love you guys very much. And this is Zach and Ian saying,
bye, guys.
Hey, everybody, before we head out, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other great podcasts available at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we're highlighting Broad Topics, spelled Topics, T-O-P-I-X, with hosts Kim Congdon and Alex Scarlato. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you find podcasts. And here's a clip.
Okay. So we go to our
one last garage sale,
and we kind of move out of the nicer neighborhood into like this little like trailer park area, which was so cute, and the energy there, top notch.
Everybody was it was a mobile home.
They were the happiest people I've ever seen in my dang life.
There's a difference between trailers and mobile homes, and I'll tell you, I've lived in both.
I don't know the difference. I'm sorry.
A mobile home is just a classier trailer park. It's for older people. Trailer parks are for meth addicts and people who got pregnant by their daddies at 11. And a mobile home is just people that want to save some money, live small, and buy a big camper.
No, these were like classy people. Those campers looked nice, all right? That looked like a expensive camper to me. Yeah. And we came upon this old lady having a garage sale. That, like, she was just starting to pack up a little bit.
When we got out, she was done.
Yeah, I guess so. Because we got out and she was like, take it all, please.
No, at first she started with the corner, remember?
Oh, that's right. That's right.
She the wasn't corner. Sure.
Yeah. She was like, that stuff over there in the corner is going to Goodwill already. So if you want anything from that corner, you could just take it.
When I tell you, I dove into that.
Alex still. Kim had to sit down, like, take her fucking hat off for a second and get comfortable. You know, she sat on the grass.
You saw that breathing exercise? I had to stop and do that because I about passed out when she said that.
My free corner? Mind you, these things cost 25 cents a piece, but, man, the way that she started loading buckets of this woman's things into a pickup truck to the point where I'm sitting in the back seat of this truck. She's going to piss herself. Poor Kimmy. Literally, I'm sitting in the back of the pickup truck with things on top of me by the time we're leaving. That ain't neither here nor there, though. Kim was real excited when she saw those things. And she packed him in pretty much without looking at him. Like, we had to look at the whole haul later. But in the meantime, we're talking to this lady. Her name was Sue. I hear the toilet flush. I'm just trying to stretch till Kim makes it back here. Because I really want her to be here when we talk about Sue. I'm going to wear some of Sue's clothes on next week's podcast, first of all, when I'm back in New York. Okay. Remember when we met Sue?
I remember
Sue. So she's the lady. She's the lady who was like, take that shit in the corner. I'm giving it to Goodwill already. And over the course of us shopping at her garage sale for like an hour or so, she let out a little more of her personality by the minute.
The more she told us, the more she gave us free shit, the more we had to know. It was the rule for taking her shit is we have to have her story permanently ingrained in who we are as people. Listen, so, now we're going to start this. I wish that we could have like the story of Sue.
Frank, work on that.
The story of Sue. If you could have one cigarette, just go.
So she's like this petite old lady, right? She can't be taller than I guess she's like 5'7" or so, but she's so petite. She's wasted away. So.
She looks like tan mom.
Yeah. She's got white hair. She looks
she's
really
got like a
old.
Bowl cut, like a little bit of like a
yeah, like white hair, like really really short, cute.
She's adorable.
She's adorable.
She's smoking a cigarette.
Raspy old voice.
She sounds like me now.
she sounds like the character that we'd been doing since before we met her.
Whatever we've been doing since we started this, that's Sue.
So, first of all, Kim knows me. She knew that I was like, not this lady had just bags of her clothes. And I was like, I'm not looking through this shit. This is fucking crazy.
How pro was I?
And Kim was like, you better look through those bags, all right? This is all free. And I opened up the bags.
And it's like I was Sue in a different life. She wore the same perfect size as me. There's all of these like cool acid wash jeans and like dope shit from the 70s. She used to ride motorcycles, fucking cool hats and shit. All this stuff that I would buy fresh off the rack if I saw it, Sue was just giving me for free. It fits me like a fucking glove.
Every time we grabbed something, she'd thank us, and that's when I knew something was up.
She was like, thank you. I'm telling you, the less money that goes to the fucking CEO of Goodwill, the better.
And I said, that's right, Sue. Do you want these Bundt cake makers?
He said, he's been ripping us off for years, Sue. You want these?
Hey, Sue, what you got inside?
I know you said take it. I just want to double check.
I was doing that. I was going, are you sure this grandfather clock?
Are you sure we can?
Meanwhile, I'm in the corner firing up eBay. Like it's my job. I'm looking to. I've said this once or twice tonight. I'm looking through Sue's trinkets as if they were my own grandfather's.
But also, as Sue is watching me unbox her clothes with like the joy on my face, she's deciding that she's done with everything at her garage sale, and she's like, you know what? Fuck it. It's not just this corner. Everything here is free for you.
Makes
guys.
The announcement mid us going through her trash, and we celebrate like the rats that we are.
We fucking dance.
We're like, thank you,
Sue. We dance like banshees about it.